This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump is denying there was quid pro quo as he sought for the Ukrainian government to investigate political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden. He says he didn't do it for political purposes.
I don't care about Biden's campaign, but I do care about corruption. His campaign, that's up to him. Politics, that's up to them. I don't care about politics. Politics, as I think I made clear, and yesterday somebody asked me a question, and I gave an answer, but always in the form of corruption. What I want to do, and I think I have an obligation to do it, probably a duty to do it, corruption. We are looking for corruption.
This comes a day after the president said he also believes China should launch a probe into Biden and his son, and after House Democratic investigators released text messages that show senior U.S. diplomats urged the Ukrainian president to launch an investigation. One exchange shows the former U.S. special envoy to Ukraine promising the newly elected president a trip to Washington in exchange for the investigation. President Trump is also acknowledging opposition Democrats in the House have the votes to begin a formal impeachment inquiry into his conduct. Trump said Friday the White House would be sending a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to formally object to the inquiry. Pelosi last week announced the House was beginning the formal investigation. Iraqi security forces opened fire on anti-government protesters gathering in Baghdad Friday. This is the fourth day of demonstrations against unemployment, poor public services, and corruption. At least 42 people have been killed in protests since Tuesday, and hundreds of others wounded. This is VOA.